You know, sometimes you just don't want to be plunged naked into ice-cold water and be nibbled on by Arctic shad.
Well, I'll say, that just spoils my day. Is there a way I can avoid it?
And is there anything more irritating than being superglued to a city bus?
You know, now that you mention it...
Did you know Chinese food contains mind control chemicals that can enslave your will to the Tong masters of Taipei?
I suspected as much.
Frequently, the voices in your head, the ones that speak Sanskrit, are lying to you.
Gee, maybe I should postpone that trip to the stockyards.
And just maybe your inner child is playing with emotional matches.
I think I smell something burning.
That's why millions of Americans are leaving the planet on flying saucers and rethinking their old-fashioned ideas about time travel.
Gee, I'm late for yesterday's lunch again.
A reminder from the American Thorazine Council. Take your pills. Okay. My announcer. We've been having some fun with the results of the recent election, but now we want to peer into the future, when America is moral and right-thinking once again.
Off to school with you, Billy. Remember to say that prayer President Huffington's wife wrote for you kids.
Oh, yeah, Mom.
I am Scritch, Mesopotamian larvae deity. All hail to me.
Here, got it.
Good boy.
Wait a minute, ma'am. You a single mom?
Yes.
Then freeze. Your kid's coming with me. I'm a morality ranger.
Oh, well, bye, Billy.
Bye, ma... Tramp.
Hey, say... Those are nice-looking tomatoes in your garden. Can I have one?
With benefits cut off, I had to learn survival skills like farming, and thanks to the NRA, I can defend my food from foragers like you.
Hardy poor folk fighting off roving bands of rich people who can't fend for themselves without migrant workers to do the dirty work. No Democrats. And an America firmly grounded in the traditional ethic of mom and apple pie. For large segments of the population. All hail! There, now we can go back to making fun of Republicans.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, don't look now, but it's almost Thanksgiving. But really, what's there to be thankful for? Other than a couple of days off from work, all you get is a dried-out old turkey, and if you're really lucky, beets. Ever wonder why turkey ain't served with all the trimmings year-round? 'Cause it's terrible! It's barely even meat! But now Thanksgiving can be fun with Dickie Schmooze Thanksgiving Party Favors. Think of the laughs you'll get when Grandma pulls a bird out of the oven and it explodes. Or when someone reaches for the cranberries but they can't get their fork into them because they're made of rubber. Dickie Schmooze Exploding Turkey, Dickie Schmooze Rubber Cranberries, Dickie Schmooze Gummy Potatoes, Dickie Schmooze Kimchi Flavored Apple Pie, and more good Thanksgiving tricks can be yours for a song. $100, $100, $100. Send a dough to Dickie Schmooze Thanksgiving Party Favors, Box 1, Plymouth Rock, Guatemala.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, Thanksgiving's coming up, Butterball Day, pop-up thermometer time. Ain't them something? You know them pop-up thermometers? Now that's modern technology. I was raising turkeys one time with them pop-up thermometers genetically engineered right in from birth, and then one hot July day, about 105 degrees, All them pop-up thermometers popped up, impaled them, dead. Well, you ever try to dispose of 100,000 turkey carcasses at once? Yeah, even the TV dinner folks wouldn't buy them. What's the matter? Ain't you hungry men no more? Yeah? Well, Thanksgiving's coming up and families everywhere will be getting together. So will my family. They'll all gather at my sister's home, a rustic native stone ranch style, nestled in a pine grove sheltered by rounded hills next to an artesian spring brook that splashes and babbles by the big bay window in the dining room. The warm glow of the fireplace filling the room with a golden flickering light, the aroma of turkey golden brown with all the trimmings filling the room, and the family joining hands around the laden table offering up a prayer of gratitude for the feast. And that's when I'll open fire. I'll be hiding in the bushes across the road, and with my telescopic sight and that big bay window on the backlight of the fire, they should be sitting ducks. Cheat me out of my inheritance, Willie. Woo! Where's that other clip? Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, well, leftovers with the SWAT team. Yeah. Them boys got a healthy appetite, if you know what I mean, huh? Yeah. Get down. They might see us moving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Football's on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and with me, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes fighting Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Coach, I understand you've been banned from attending any more football games this year.
Well, it's truly a travesty, Yash, that they can do stuff to you just for criticizing officials.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Toilet paper in the trees around one official's home, crank calls in the middle of the night, letting air out of their tires. I'd say that goes beyond criticizing, Coach.
Well, it's clearly a First Amendment issue, freedom of speech.
Coach, no lawyer in the world would take this case and argue that what you've done is protected by the first... Wait a minute. What am I saying? Good luck in... court, Coach.
Thanks, Yash.
Well, your luck hasn't been so good in your predictions, though. Last week you were 1-2, making you 8-28 on the year. This week, we have Miami at Temple.
Miami's quarterback went insane earlier this week and thinks he's world-famous designer Calvin Klein, so Temple will win 88-8.
Calvin Klein directs the Miami offense to 8 points. How about Iowa State and Colorado?
Iowa State's coach isn't allowed on the field, so he'll be directing the team by mental telepathy. I've done that myself. It's real easy. Iowa State will win 88-8.
Walden's superpowers come in handy. Northwestern visits mighty Penn State, Coach.
I understand Northwestern has discovered a way to carry the football in their mouth, so their hands will be free for gouging, and they'll win 88-8.
Northwestern plays dirty, looks funny, and wins. Want to take a shot at Nebraska-Oklahoma, Coach?
Well, Nebraska quarterback Bruce Boxleitner leads the Huskers to an easy 88-0 victory.
No, that's Brooke Berenger, and you just refuse to pick Oklahoma to ever score a point, don't you, Coach?
Well, we never have.
This is Yasha Foymi. Till next time, reminding you, support the death penalty for criticizing game officials. Write to Newt Gingrich today.
Wait a minute. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that turkey in your hand?
Well, I'm going to eat Thanksgiving dinner, Bill.
But aren't you going to cook it first?
You know, Bill, you're one of the simple people that make this such a great country. I'm not going to cook this bird.
You're not?
No, this bird's going to cook itself.
Prozac helped me, Joe.
No, Bill, this is a Tamerlane Undead Tom Turkey.
A Tamerlane Undead Tom Turkey?
A Tamerlane Undead Tom Turkey. No need to heat up the house by keeping the oven on all day, hoping the bird's ready on time. This Tamerlane Undead Tom Turkey is self-baking.
Self-baking? That's what I mean. I tried that, but Prozac helped,
Joe. First, drive a stake through the Tamerlane Undead Tom Turkey's heart. Then expose it to sunlight.
Oh, what's that smell?
Well, the Tamerlane Undead Tom Turkey is cooking itself, thanks to an ancient curse and a modern chemical or two. And then, after the sun goes down and dinner's finished, the carved carcass revives and runs off into the night. No messy cleanup because
it's undead.
Golly, I wish I were a Tamerlane Undead Tom Turkey.
Don't we all, Bill? Tamerlane Undead Tom Turkey is available now in the Resurrection section of Tom's Superstitious Grocery locations, A&W Poultry Blood Drive-Ins, and Dayglow Manana's tablecloth-sized underwear locations, coast to coast.
From the mists of time, before mankind walked the earth, before patchouli oil, before the volcanic dust hardened into Play-Doh, 65 million soybeans ago.
Hi, this is a mean farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, Jurassic Farm, my great new tape. Bud Natural, Dickie Schmooze, all them nice folks, and me, the mean farmer. Available the day after Thanksgiving, so loosen your belt and belch and head on down to Homer's Worldwide Chain of 15 and the Mega Mart. Oh, the Mega Mart. Suppose Christmas was so commercial back there in the mists of time. Huh? What do you think?
Mommy? Daddy?
Yes, Timmy?
What is it, son?
Is it true that with the downsizing of the government, we in the private sector will have to provide more services to those who need them?
Well, yes, son. A lot of those poor blighters won't be getting anything for Christmas this year, I'm afraid.
Then don't get anything from me, okay? Just buy a Mean Farmer Jurassic Farm tape or the Mean Farmer box set or the video at any Homer's location or at the Mega Mart available the day after Thanksgiving. Then give one to every child you meet. They're cheaper than a
cheaper than a chia pet, Timmy.
Oh,
yeah.
You better speak to our son.
He's not our son, Chauncey.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Oh boy, Thanksgiving dinner.
And here it is. Mega coffee.
Yeah.
Nothing like mega coffee for Thanksgiving dinner, huh?
Well, some people, you know, have turkey and potatoes.
Oh, food slows you down. Mega coffee speeds you up. I don't know about you, but I'm not thankful for big dumb birds. I'm thankful for speeding up.
Well, okay, let's... Let's watch TV. The parade's on. Let's watch football. When's the Charlie Brown special? Hey, it's almost Christmas. Gotta go.
Mega coffee for Thanksgiving dinner. Make the holidays fly by. Mega coffee. It speeds things up.
Be sure to thaw that turkey thoroughly in the sun for 6 to 7 days before baking. Then let it cool to room temperature before serving.
That's just one of the helpful hints in Dr. Stu Everglades' new book, Dead for the Holidays, Getting Even with Your Family for All the Mistakes They Ever Made.
Resolving anger and resentments is just as easy as putting a dollop of salmonella-infested whipped cream onto a piece of botulism-laced pumpkin pie.
Dead for the Holidays gives you all the help you need to get over it, from food poisoning to tampering with their cars before they start the long holiday drive home. It's your ticket to freedom from the past.
A quick twist and the brake line is broken. That slow leak won't be noticeable for 100 miles.
Dead for the Holidays, cheaper than psychotherapy. Now available at Mule Deer Scent Shops, Joey's Napalm and Garden, and Professor Mandible's Facial Reconstruction Boutiques, coast to coast.
From the golden age of radio, we return once again to the adventures of Fibber, Huffington, and Ariana.
Huffington!
Yes, Pat?
I thought I sent you to the store to get me a crystal pyramid to replace the one you lost.
You did, my little dovey.
Well, where is it?
I didn't go to the store, Pat.
What, Huffington, you worm? What'd you do with the $27 million I gave you?
I spent it, Pat, to get elected to the United States Senate.
Well?
Well, what, Pat?
Did you win?
No, Pat.
Huffington! All right, you worm. It's off to the guru with you.
Oh, no, Pat. I don't like him. He makes me sit still for hours at a time.
Never mind. I'll just get my coat out of the closet.
No. No. Oh. Oh. Look, you're missing crystal pyramids.
Huffington!
Fibber, Huffington, and Ariana, coming soon from the golden age of radio.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, let's be thankful. Here's what I'm thankful for, in no particular order. Number one, a linear numeric system that allows us to prioritize items in lists, such as this one or that guy's top 10. Number two, a binary system of numbers that allows computers to operate so that lists now prioritized can be saved and edited, and so that TV shows featuring lists can enhance them with spectacular graphic displays. Number three, my family, friends, and close acquaintances. Number four, I'm thankful for my not-so-close acquaintances, people I have momentary encounters with, such as store clerks and guys you bump into and have to say, excuse me, to. Number five, people I see but don't talk to or pay much attention to at all, like people across the street. Number six, those giants of history who have helped raise the consciousness of sensitive, aware men. Giants like Gloria Steinem, Alan Alda, and in his own fashion, Frank Gifford. Number seven, girly magazines. And number eight, my dog, 3DO, who's made possible a pending lawsuit against a video game manufacturer that could make me incredibly wealthy. Happy Thanksgiving. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.